Comtoy's education ended in the sixth grade and was followed by a Massachusetts record of juvenile delinquency that reached back as far as age 11. As a 17-year-old in 1947, he was convicted of breaking into a West Concord, Massachusetts lumber company office and received a 2-year indeterminate sentence. How much time he served is unclear. When Comtoy was 23, a conviction for assault with intent to commit rape in New Bedford put him in a Massachusetts state prison for 2 years. A year after his release, he was arrested on a Peeping Tom charge, and his parole was revoked, records show. In 1956, Comtoy left a broken marriage and a daughter to move across the country. He subsequently got a divorce. In the next few years in Los Angeles, he remarried, fathered a son, worked as a truck driver, and made enough money to buy a truck and begin a transport business. But by 1960, the business was failing, and he returned to crime. According to records, when he needed $3,200 to make repairs on the truck, he planned to rob a bank in Bell. The plan failed, and he was convicted of attempted bank robbery. When freed on bail awaiting sentencing, Comtoy returned to his Los Angeles home to find his wife living on county assistance funds. Unable to find work while awaiting prison, he broke into an Alhambra home on an April morning in 1960, but was chased out of the house and slightly injured by a homeowner's bullet. Comtoy was charged with burglary and pleaded guilty. "I was desperate for money," he wrote to a probation officer. "I took this spontaneous action without rational thinking." Criminal impulses. The probation officer's August 1960 evaluation of Comtoy concluded, "He appears to have no control over his impulses when things don't go his way, and consequently, he resorts to criminal behavior." On the day his wife gave birth to a daughter, Comtoy was sentenced to a year in a federal prison in California on the attempted bank robbery and burglary convictions. Within 3 months of being released from prison, Comtoy was jailed again, this time for the July 1961 armed robbery of a market in La Mirada. "I don't blame somebody else for what I did," he told a probation officer. "I was clear of mind." Once again, he pleaded guilty to the charge. It was his fifth conviction, and he was returned to prison for his longest stay, until March 11th, 1969. 2 months after his release, Comtoy, half his life now spent in prisons, reform schools, and orphanages, was arrested on suspicion of narcotics possession. By 1971, his wife was seeking to end their marriage. The couple separated, according to divorce documents, after Comtoy flew into a Thanksgiving Day rage, punched his fist through a door in the couple's home near Long Beach, and destroyed the china set on the table for the holiday meal. The divorce records contained allegations that Comtoy had often beaten his wife and had a violent temper that sent him into uncontrollable rages.